Economic simplified boiling water reactor to make nuclear energy an option again. The 1,500 megawatts GE economic simplified boiling water reactor ESPR may be the future in nuclear energy. Passive systems change the game in reactor safety. Should there be a catastrophic problem or the reactor's cooling systems fail, the ESPR can cool itself for more than 7 days with no on-site or off-site AC power or operator action. The reactor uses 25% fewer pumps and mechanical drives than reactors with active safety systems and offers the lowest projected operating, maintenance, and staffing costs in the nuclear industry on a per kilowatt basis. Like all nuclear reactors, the ESPR still produces nuclear waste but generates no CO2 whatsoever. Watch the video below for a more in-depth understanding of how it all works. ESPR systems make economic sense, with 8 months of additional revenue over a 60-year lifetime compared to pressurized water reactors, PRW. Boiling water reactors experience on average 10 days fewer in refueling outages when compared to PRW, according to a presentation by IAEA. A thumbs up for the development of the ESPR from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, was given to Michigan-based DTE Energy. DTE received a combined construction and operating license April 30. The potential of additional nuclear energy gives us the option of reliable, baseload generation that does not emit greenhouse gases, said Stephen Kermas, DTE Energy's president and chief operating officer. With this license, DTE Energy now possesses the most diverse, comprehensive slate of options to plan for Michigan's energy future. The NRC certification of the reactor's design opens opportunities for the ESPR to be built in commercial locations in Brazil, India, Poland, and others. What are your thoughts on the ESPR? What pitfalls can you see hidden in the hype? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. To learn more about GE Hitachi and the Economic Simplified Water Boiling Reactor, click here.